The Prime Minister's Cabinet has officially been sworn in this week, and complementing the freshly appointed front bench are seven special envoys, including the first envoy for men's health. It's the first time such a position has been created. Filling this new role is Dan Repicoli, the returned federal member for Hunter and, of course, five-time Olympian, who is determined to shine a light on the unique challenges facing some men and boys in Australia right now. Dan Repicoli joins me now. Dan, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally, and good morning, listeners. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know you're really passionate about this area. What was your reaction when you got news from the PM's office that you would be filling this inaugural role?
I certainly am passionate about men's health and just looking after men in general. And when the PM gave me a call about it on Monday morning, I was very excited. I was in the car with my lovely wife, and she was over the moon as well, so which was great. It's just good that we're bringing attention to men's health, which I'm looking forward to getting into.
What do we know about the snapshot, the picture for men's health in Australia right now?
So men's health, we struggle to talk to people. We don't go see doctors. We don't do yearly checkups. We don't do those things. And it's all about having those conversations, similar to like what the Men's Shed do and Talk to Me Bro and Beyond Blue and the Black Dog Institute. They're all great services out there that men can talk to and have those conversations, because that is something that we're not great at. It's something that women are fantastic at and are really, really good, and that's something that we need to get better at so that we can get a better Australia.
What's your aim? What do you want to achieve in this role?
So for starters, bringing a highlight to the unique challenges that we face as men and boys, that is the very first thing that I would like to see happen.
You've been an Olympian five times and Commonwealth Games and other competitions as well. What have things been like for you, Dan, in looking after your physical health and also being able to talk to people when things might not be going so well for you?
So in sport, I did an individual sport and was lucky enough to also play team sports the whole way through it, as well as doing my individual sport of shooting through my Olympic career. And when you're doing an individual sport, it's a very lonely place, to be perfectly honest with you. You spend a lot of time in your own head. The only person you talk to and that knows everything about your life is your coach along the way there. So it is certainly a very lonely place if you don't have the right people around you and the right people in your team. And that's why I always did team sports as well, so that then I felt like I was part of a group of people where we could go there and do the best that we could along that way. But it's been tough going into becoming an MP as well. Like, I put on a lot of weight along that time frame as well, and then you need to do some things to try and fix that. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there and talking about the unique challenges and seeing what the other challenges are all around Australia for men in this space.
And what's that been like for you, particularly going into this political role where people are putting food in front of you all the time? What was that like for you deciding, look, you want to take some action to look after yourself?
I'm a big unit and I'm a tall guy. I'm 6'8" and I got to 152 kilos. And that was where I said I need to do something here, because that's way too much. And so I did. I went and seen my doctor, and I got onto Mounjaro, which is a GLP-1 medication, and that has stopped all the food noise in my head. I used to just eat a lot of food, and it wasn't always bad food that I would eat. I would help my daughters if they didn't eat all their dinner, and I would help them out. If my wife didn't eat all her dinner, I would help her out as well. So, and it just has stopped a lot of that noise in my head where you have to continually eat. I came from a family that we ate all of our food. And there was three boys and we ate and ate and ate. And I just had to do something about it, and glad that I have. I'm down 33 kilos now and there's a couple more to go. But it's all about just maintaining that now, and I feel so much better for it. It's been a massive game changer for me, and back in playing basketball and a few other sports along the way as well.
With your physicality, Dan, as being such a tall bloke, people are going to notice you walking into a room, whether you like it or not. You're the big bloke with the beard. Do you think in some ways that might help you in this role of being able to talk to other blokes about some of the challenges that you've had and so on?
I think it will definitely help with being able to have a conversation with people because I'm a talker to start with, so that's helpful. But I'm also noticed when I do walk in a room, as you said. So, and I look different to a politician. I don't look like an average person that is in that building, so which is a unique thing as well. So I do come to it with a very different point of view, and I'm really looking forward to hopefully being able to make a difference in this space.
The mental health side of this, we know that men are three times more likely as women to die from suicide. What's going on there?
That's right. The mental health side of this is massive. And unfortunately, just late last year, we had two suicides in the Hunter, in the same group, friendship group, all within a month or so of each other. And it's just devastating to hear. And we raised a lot of money for Talk to Me, Bro, to be able to do some workshops and things like that in this area with all these kids and young males to make sure that we're doing the best to look after them. It is such a sad thing that it has got to this, and we need to continue to work on this and really make a difference there. And I'm really looking forward to working with Emma McBride. She's the Minister for Suicide and Suicide Prevention, and really looking forward to working with her and under her, and also under Mark Butler and the rest of the health team to be able to make a difference here, because it is, as you said, it's 75% more likely, or three times more likely to happen to a male, and that just is unacceptable.
Is it a difficult time to be a bloke or a boy when you're being told not to be too masculine, but at the same time you're expected to step up and be in control and have a whole lot of traditional traits, but not too much at the moment? It's a difficult contrast.
Look, I don't know that I'd say it's difficult. It's just something that needs to be spoken about. Mm. And we need to make sure young boys are learning what the right level of masculinity is. And groups like Top Blokes do fantastic work around schools with this, and they do a lot of work here in the Hunter, and I've been lucky enough to meet up with them quite a few times over the previous 3 years in my first term. It's just about being aware, and it's about people understanding and young boys understanding that what they're seeing on the internet isn't right, isn't the way people should be treated. So it's just about having those conversations and making sure that we are talking about it.
Dan Repicoli, really good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally, and thank you, listeners. Enjoy your day.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.